you got your Bibles, open them up to the book of Jeremiah. We won't be in this very long. There's some other things that God has put up on my heart that we need to do this morning. Amen. Jeremiah, the 20th chapter. Amen. The 8th verse. Well, we'll start with this. With the 7th verse. O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and I derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more of his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. For I heard the defaming of many, for on every side report, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watch for my halting, saying, peradventure, he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Amen. Somebody say amen for the word of God. Jeremiah was lamenting, and he was complaining, and he said he had been deceived, induced, and persuaded by God to say things that hadn't taken place, and prophesy things that God hadn't done. So he figured that because God didn't do it, that somehow or another God had lied to him. But we know that God never lies. Amen. God just waits on you to move into a position where he can do that which he already said he was going to do. It's a man cried out, I am in derision daily, meaning that I am whining and I am stuck and I am bent between a rock and a hard place on a daily experience. Everyone is mocking me, laughing at me, because I have said this and it hasn't come to pass. And I have spoken that and it didn't happen. And I have spoken these things and they have not happened or come to pass. So everyone is mocking me. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily. It made me look bad. It made me look like God wasn't going to do what he was going to do. God has promised you some mighty things. God has promised you that he was going to deliver your families. God has promised you that he was going to bless you in your finances, that he was going to heal you in your bodies, or he was going to save your loved ones, or he was going to give you a new job or give you a raise on your job. And you heard God promise you these things, and it's yet to come to pass. So you wonder in your spirit, Father, where are you? Can you really do this that you have spoken of that you can do? And sometimes we get discouraged in our spirits, wondering when God is going to do what he promised that he was going to do. But that's why he gave us this word, having stood, keep standing. How many hear me today? If you've stood, don't stop, just keep standing. Keep pressing toward the prize of the call of the high calling in Christ. That's always telling you to keep moving forward. Doesn't matter whether you've received what you thought you should have received, whether you've been healed the way you thought you should have been healed, whether you receive your finances the way God, because it's going to happen. But remember, just like we were saying earlier, it rains on the just and the unjust. evenly. Somebody's going to be blessed and somebody's not going to be blessed. But I got news for you. You have to stand fast in the liberty wherewith you've been set free anyway, knowing that God brought you to this point. And if he brought you to this point, he can take you all the way in. But you've got to stand fast and be unmovable and abound in the work of the Lord. You can't let things separate you from your call and from your chosen ability in God. You can't let things change your mindset. You can't let talk separate you from the love of God. You got to stand fast, and you got to uphold the word of God with your life. You got to uphold the word of God with your mind. You got to uphold the word of God with your speech. You got to uphold the word of God with your walk, because there's going to come a time when you're going to realize that there's something more powerful than you than you've ever realized. There's something more powerful than you than you even ever contained. God said, "For I shall stir up the gift of God within you, and I shall cause a mighty burning fire to burn up in you, and you shall realize that it's not you, but it's I burning and living and breathing and living through you. For you can do all things through Christ that liveth and burneth through you." Ah, Jeremiah did all that crying, all that murmuring about how, because things hadn't happened the way he thought they didn't happen. Everybody gets discouraged at some time in their life because God has promised them something, and they know, well, they've been prophesied a word and it hasn't happened. So you tend to get discouraged because things seem to get worse, and they wax worse and they wax worse, and you keep asking God, "Father, when is the change going to come? When is my change going to come? When is my blessing going to take place? When am I going to receive that which you promised me?" Then you get caught up in yourself, and your flesh makes you feel sorry for yourself, and you start whining and you start complaining and you start bellyaching, not realizing that God has never ever written anywhere, but he's still there. He's waiting on you to stand up and proclaim this to be the day of the Lord. He's waiting on you to stand up and say, "Father, yet though they slay me, yet will I praise you. Father, it doesn't matter though they kill me, if they take me in as the slaughtered sheep, I'm going to praise you every day anyway. I'm not going to let anything separate me from the love of God." You've got to make up in your mind that neither height nor depth, hell or experience of jealousy or strife or conflict shall separate you from the love of God. You can't let confusion, you can't let talk, you can't let heresy separate you from the love of God. You can't let adultery or fornication separate you from the love of God, because this thing is between you and it's between your God. You've got to run this race with patience, understanding that patience working things in your life that you'll never get any other way. God said you got to stand up. God said you got to fight the good fight of faith. God said you got to run this race with patience. God said you got to look to the hills from which cometh your help, and your help coming from God. Stop thinking your help coming from a man. Stop thinking your help coming from a woman. Your help coming from God. Oh, Jeremiah. Then Jeremiah said, "I will make mention of him, nor speak any more of him in his name." I'm not going to talk about God no more. I'm tired. My body tired. They making fun of me. They talking about me behind my back. And God hasn't done a darn thing about it. Throwing rocks at me. Doing all manner of things against me. And God hasn't done anything. So I'm not going to mention his name again. I'm not going to even bring up this God that hasn't come to my rescue, that hasn't saved me, that hasn't done anything for me. But lo and behold, here come that revelation. Lord, have mercy. God will give you a revelation. If you're looking up there, he said, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more of his name, but his word." Somebody say his word. Say it again, his word. Say it again, his word. "But his word," hallelujah, "was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones." His word was in my heart as a burning fire
shut up in my bones. His word was down in my bones, moving me, provoking me, and stirring me up. His word was down in my bones, making me run when I didn't want to run, making me cry when I didn't want to cry, making me yell when I didn't want to yell, making me praise him when I didn't feel like praising, making me shout when I didn't feel like shouting. His word was down in my bones. I was no longer in control of myself. I realized that I've been bought with a price, and I'm no longer my own. Why? Because his word was down in my heart, burning down into my bones, telling my bones, so what? You may be sick, but you can praise me anyway. So what? You got trials, but praise me anyway. So what? You got circumstances, but praise me anyway. So what? You're surrounded with aggravation, but praise me anyway. So what? They done talked about you, but praise me anyway. So what? You got affliction, but praise me anyway. So what? You don't have peace in your mind, praise me anyway. Because I got fire shut up in my bones, and this fire that's shut up in your bones is the power of the living God. And the power of the living God gives you life to stand, gives you life to fight, gives you life to run, gives you life to see another day, gives you life to look up and say, regardless of what I'm going through, my way has already been made. Regardless of how I feel, God's already blessed me. Though I can't touch it, I'm still blessed. Though I can't see it, I'm still blessed. Though I can't feel it, I'm still blessed. Though I can't hear it, I'm still blessed. Because there's a fire that's burning down in my bones, talking to my being. Bones represent substance, and it's talking to me. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Y'all don't hear me this morning. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but there's a fire that's burning down in my bones. It makes me want to run the right way. Makes me want to do the right thing. Sure, I make some mistakes, but my God said, don't worry about it, son. I'll forgive you. But all I want you to do, don't go that way twice. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said, the word was in my heart as a burning. Oh, my God. As a burning. Oh, fire shut up in my bones. Look at this. You got to understand something. Whatever he was going through, he was being tried like a fire. He was being beat up on. He was being talked about, accused. You know what it is to be a man of God and to speak the words of God and then have people say, well, he ain't God. His words ain't true. He a false prophet because ain't nothing came to pass that could have just about destroyed him. But he found out that while he was going through all this, something was burning and churning in his heart. It was the heart of God letting him know, son, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you even until the end. Son, don't you worry. I'll fight your battle for you. Son, don't you worry. You can do all things through me that strengthens you. Son, don't you worry. I'll fight this battle. Son, don't you worry. All you got to do is stand and watch me work. Son, don't you worry. Be strong and be very courageous, and I'll do things for you. My son, don't you give up. And all of a sudden, he realized, hey, there's fire burning down in my soul, down into my bones. That's got me want to run. That's got me want to leap. That's got me want to travel. Because I know now that this life that I'm living is not my home, but I'm living for God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It says bones means substance, and it's talking about the life. But the word shut up is something more important. The word shut up in the Hebrew, it means rule, a symbol, determined, keeping, prevailing, and stopping. What is he saying? But the word was in my heart as a burning fire, and it was shut up. It was ruling my bones. It assembled itself in my bones. It determined in my bones. It was keeping my bones and prevailing in my bones. It was stopping in my bones. What is he saying? Regardless of what I was going through, even though I didn't want to serve God, there was something in me that made me serve God. Even though I wanted to run, there was something that made me stand. When I wanted to look the other way, there was something that made me stay focused. When I wanted to hide, there was something that made me reveal myself. It was that fire of God, that anointing of God that was shut up in my bones, that now has control over my bones, over my spirit, over my mind. So if they don't believe, I'll prophesy anyway. If they don't believe, I'll pray the prayer of faith anyway. If they don't believe, I'll speak the word anyway. Why? Because it's my God that I'm standing in these before. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, like a mighty, like my heart, like a burning fire. Yeah. And see, you have to understand something about the word burning. The word burning don't mean that it was just burning, but it was
twice as hot. You ever use any icy hot and mess around and put it in the wrong spot? Somebody have. And you was going about your everyday business, and all of a sudden you realize, oops, that you done messed around and didn't get your hands washed off and then put that stuff someplace it didn't belong. And it burnt you so bad, you felt it in your natural bones. You felt it in every part of your being. Well, that's what this man is talking about. That's what the anointing feels like. He can feel the anointing all in his heart, all down into the very depths of his bones, making him walk this walk, making him talk this talk, making him live this life. Even though the folks are persecuting, he's going to live for God. Even though they don't like him, he's going to live for God. Even though they dispel him, he's going to live for God. Even though they hate him, he's going to live for God. Even though they talk about him, he's going to live for God. Even though they despise him, he's going to live for God. Even though they try to destroy his character, his name, he's going to live for God. Why? Because there's fire shut up in his bones. There's the word of God that's burning down in his spirit, and it's called a rhema word, a word that's a living word, a word that's a reviving word, a word that's a regenerating word. So regardless of what he's going through, God is going to revive him.
Jeremiah said, and I was weary with forbearing and could not stay. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Reports, say they, and re-report it. And all the familiars watch for my halting, saying, peradventure he will be enticed, and he shall prevail against him, and we shall take our refuge on him. Don't you know that the enemy is always sitting around waiting to get you, to destroy you, to separate you, to pull you down? But as long as you got that fire, long as you got that fire, long as you got that fire, I don't care what's standing around waiting. You got the fire. I don't care what they're trying to do. You got the fire. I don't care what they have to say. You got the fire. I don't know which way they're coming. You got the fire. Long as you got that fire, shut up. And I mean revitalizing you, keeping you, making you strong, encouraging you, strengthening you, fortifying you, letting you know that no weapon formed against you can prosper, because God is with you. God is for you, and God is on your side. Oh, I got news for you. God said, peradventure, he will be in, and he shall prevail against them, and we shall take our refuge on him. But the little do they know that there's a fire on the inside of him, Brother Relevant, that's not going to let it happen. That fire that's burning on the inside of him going to give him wisdom. That fire going to give him knowledge. That fire going to give him strength. That fire going to lead him down the path of righteousness. And you know what righteousness does? Righteousness dispels darkness.
Out the cloak. Hallelujah.
But the Lord is with me. He didn't come to that conclusion on his own. It was that fire that was burning down on the inside of him. Oh, it was a fire, Sister Sherry, that was burning down on the inside of him. When everything else was going on around him, it was speaking through his spirit. It was a word that was speaking through his spirit, and it burned so tough, and it encouraged him, and it strengthened him, and it assembled him, and it gave him determination, and it gave him, showed him the rule, and it kept him, and he decided, but the Lord is with me as a mighty terrible one. Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Why? Because I got fire shut up in my bones. And the Bible says, do my prophets no harm. Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Jeremiah said, you done touched me. Now you're going to pay a deathful price. You done came against me. Now you got to pay a price. But my God is a terrible God. He's still a killer. He's still a way. Ah! You better be careful. You better watch who you put your mouth on. You better watch who you talk about. You better watch what you have to say about folks. But God is still a terrible one. God is still taking vengeance. I've got news for you. You got fire shut up in your bones. You better let that fire change you. You better let that fire transform you. You better let that fire renew you in your mind so that you can serve God.
Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Amen. It's like fire shut up in my bones. And I cannot stop serving God. Hallelujah. Though my way may get a little crooked, I cannot stop serving God. Though my mind may get a little tired, I can't stop serving God. Though my bones may get a little weary, I can't stop serving God. Though my throat may be a little sore, I can't stop serving God. Though sickness tries to overwhelm me, I can't stop serving God. Though my enemies come against me, I cannot stop serving God. Though they talk and they come and they afflict, I cannot stop serving God. Why? Because there's fire that's shut up in my bones that won't let me stop serving Him. It won't let me stop running after Him. It won't let me stop seeking Him. That same fire that's in me is in you. You've got to let that fire have its way in your life, and you'll find out that the wisdom and the knowledge of God will manifest itself to such a great height that you can see through walls, and you can see through things, and you see through hearts, and you'll see through minds, and you'll know that which comes against you, and you'll be able to bind it in the name of Jesus. I've got news for you folks. You better wake up and smell the coffee. The enemy is trying to destroy you, and he ain't trying to destroy you from the outside in. He's trying to destroy you from the inside side out. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.